The French war in Mali continues. French troops, along with Malian soldiers, have launched an operation against local fighters in a northern region. Malian military sources say the operation is underway on the island of Kaji in the Niger River. Malian forces landed on the island early Thursday afternoon, while French soldiers took position on the banks of the river. Paris launched the war in the West African country back in January under the pretext of fighting terrorism. Now, Germany is planning to join the French-led campaign. The German parliament has overwhelmingly approved the deployment of up to 330 soldiers in Mali. So far, scores of civilians have been killed and wounded in the war. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Abiyomi Azikiwe, who is the editor of the Pan-African Newswire, who's joining us now via Skype from Detroit, Michigan. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, you know, Germany is now joining essentially this war in Mali. Certainly, these countries are benefiting somehow from this war. How exactly is that?
Mali is a very mineral-rich country. They have oil. They have gold. There's possibility of uranium that exists there in abundance as well. Also, we have to understand that in neighboring Niger, it is one of the largest repositories of uranium in the world. And, of course, this conflict that is going on there right now is going to be extended. It's going to deepen. France initially said that they would only be there for a matter of weeks. Then they said they were going to pull out in April. Now, today, they said they were going to extend their deployment there until July. So we can see very clearly that this war is going to be a protracted one because they're meeting a tremendous amount of resistance in several northern cities and towns. Also, dozens of Chadian troops who are working there alongside the French have been killed in the Adria des Efogos Mountains in the northeast on the border with Algeria. This is going to be a very, very protracted conflict, and of course, France as well as the United States and Germany as well are going to be heavily involved in the months to come.
So should we expect other European countries to also join in so that they can also reap the benefits of this mineral-rich nation?
Yes. Britain has also had some involvement in regard to transporting troops and military equipment. Also, Canada and North America also has involvement in the conflict. And, of course, they're trying to say that the United States cannot directly get involved because of the military coup that took place in Mali last March. But what they failed to mention is that the United States is heavily involved in regard to training the Malian military. Captain Sonogo, who launched the coup d'etat, was trained in several military academies here in the United States. So they, along with their military command, the U.S. Africa Command, AFRICOM, are actually responsible not only for the military coup there, but also responsible in regard to the escalation of destabilization in Mali stemming from the bombing of Libya in 2011. So the United States' hands is all over this conflict, and of course they're going to drag in their NATO allies as well.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. That was Mr. Abiyomi Azikiwe, editor of Pan-African Newswire, speaking to us live from Detroit. Sir, as always, we appreciate your insight.